Focus on flowers. I recently returned from a riverboat trip on the Danube and Rhine rivers in Europe. In all of the towns and villages along these rivers, there are wonderful flowers. The window boxes full of ivy leaf geraniums were a special delight, especially in the village of Dürnstein, where they were just breathtaking against the old stone buildings. In the Netherlands, I visited Amsterdam's Tulip Museum, which is near the Anne Frank House. There I learned more about the history of the tulip, which originated in the highlands of Central Asia. Nowadays, growers in the Netherlands chop off all of the flowers so that they don't siphon off energy from the bulbs that will be sold to bloom next year. It's a brutal, yet, I guess, necessary commercial technique. Last September, when I was in Amsterdam, I bought lots of tulip bulbs at the Amsterdam Flower Mart. This year, I decided to wait and buy my bulbs at the airport. I was careful to be sure I had the ones clearly marked for export. When I passed through customs, I was loaded with bulbs, and the Dutch official who inspected my luggage smiled sympathetically and said, "Did you know that the bulbs sold at the airport are not the biggest and best? Next time, buy your bulbs through the mail order catalogs. The quality is better, and you don't have to carry them home." More information about this program can be found at wfiu.org. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on imported bulbs.